Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's Edible Honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of Edible Honesty, the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
Hey, hey, my, hot, rockin' tomato pie. Let's get down and let's talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew. I'm your host, and I am ready to rock, so let's cut right into it, because today we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. So pass the beer nuts, Hillary Norman Peterson, and let's talk about one of the greatest edible, legal, American horror stories to never, ever be quite told. So without further ado, may I present to you the day the United States Supreme Court turned fruits into vegetables. And so we are clear on this. This is not a science fiction film, but it sure sounds like one. This is a chronicle about edible horror. And I mean like the tales of the crypt kind of horror. An edible reality, meaning this really, really, really happened. Phrased another way, this is a disturbing tale about how our United States Supreme Court grotesquely perverted all laws of science and decency to reclassify an entire edible species, much like John Bluto Blutarsky did in his role as pledge master of the Delta House, when he instantly transformed Kent Dorfman into flounder. Oy, the agony. Oh, the shame. And the sole reason why the United States Supreme Court turned fruits into vegetables was so they could legally and sizably increase the list of produce that would now be subject to tariff and taxation collection. Extra cash. That's what the government wants. Well, that and good lawyers know the law, but great lawyers know the judge. Surely you can't be serious. I'm serious, and stop calling me Shirley. Ooh, ooh. So there's an old joke about a Supreme Court judge who is staring at a crooked line, but he determines it to be straight. Now, the point of the joke is obvious. How in the world could a Supreme Court judge determine a line to be straight unless they have an intimate understanding of what it means to be crooked? And with that old legal joke in mind, almost no one in the food business has ever heard of the United States Supreme Court case of Nix versus Hedden, but it is most definitely worth a Google. Just like the Condiment King, an obscure DC Comics villain who uses condiments capable of causing anaphylactic shock, is definitely worth a Google for Batman fans. So, holy ketchup and mustard Batman. Now, there are some crazy ass backwards laws on the books of the United States of America, like this one in the great state of Connecticut. Because in Connecticut, a pickle must be able to bounce, and just like a Super Bowl. And if that pickle does not bounce, well, it is deemed to be unfit for human consumption. So pass me a bouncing pickle, Uncle Harvey. However, there is no such thing as justice. In or out of court, Clarence Darrow, or more accurately, the United States is a nation of laws, poorly written and randomly enforced. And the inane decision the United States Supreme Court unanimously reached in Nix versus Hedden in the year 1893, well, it tops the legal list of you've got to be kidding me. Really? Did they even consider the evidence or simply smoke it? Because the ruling in Nix versus Hedden is even more ridiculous than the concept of Batman fighting the Condiment King, a criminal armed with squirt guns of ketchup and mustard. But it happened. So holy Condiment King, Batman. Now, to properly set the stage for the United States Supreme Court hearing of the case Nix versus Hedden, well, the year is 1893, and the central legal issue in this case is whether the tomato should be classified as a vegetable rather than a fruit, and what's at stake over whether the tomato is determined to be a vegetable rather than a fruit, is a 10% tariff tax that applies to all imported vegetables, but not to fruits. So if the tomato is declared to no longer be a fruit, and instead, if the tomato is declared to now be a vegetable, well then money, so they say, is the root of all evil today. It's a crime. Tax it unfairly and steal every dime. And the United States Supreme Court sat in session and literally heard this case for about a full 2 minutes. Now, that's almost as fast as a classic Mike Tyson heavyweight championship fight. However, Nix versus Hedden is truthfully one of the shortest cases ever heard in the history of the United States Supreme Court. And I know what you're thinking. What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? Taggart, with the United States Supreme Court determining the legal classification of a tomato? I mean, what's next on their docket? Determining the legal classification of a ladybug? But that's seriously what happened. And that's exactly what Nix versus Hedden is about. Determining the legal identity of whether a tomato should now be classified as a vegetable rather than the fruit it already was classified as. And a financial windfall of never before seen taxable dollars was on the line. So let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me, and the attorneys representing both sides both briefly presented their cases of why a tomato should remain classified as a fruit and, conversely, why a tomato should be classified as a vegetable now instead. And for perspective, up until this case, every single person in the United States of America saw the tomato as a fruit because, well, it was. The tomato is a fruit. It always has been a fruit. And it's a berry at that if you really know your fruits. So now, the United States Supreme Court barely heard both sides. And after not so much careful consideration, the United States Supreme Court made their decision. And in doing so, forever altered the edible future of tomatoes and so many other fruits. Just like Eve did when she said, just take a friggin' bite. I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen? When the United States Supreme Court unanimously ruled that although the tomato is definitely a fruit and a most excellent fruit at that, that the tomato is a little different from the other fruits because the tomato acts and behaves more like a vegetable. And then there was what the court called their ridiculous dessert test. And it went like this. Because tomatoes are not fruits that someone would serve for dessert, like a peach, then a tomato must be a vegetable and not a fruit. However, the tomato is actually used to make some of the most decadent desserts on the planet, as in Bloody Mary popsicles and sun-dried tomato and bacon cupcakes. And then there was their so-called ice cream test. And it went something like this. Because tomatoes are not fruits that someone would make ice cream with, say like a cherry, then a tomato must be a vegetable and not a fruit. However, there are well over 20 different varietals of tomato ice cream, and that's just in the United States of America. And that's because tomato ice cream is amazing. But they put all the scientific and edible facts aside, and the United States Supreme Court determined that for tax purposes, a tomato is to be legally considered a vegetable and no longer a fruit. Which is like deciding as of right now, all zebras are here by sea bass, so they better learn to swim. And all boys under the age of 10 must now attend kindergarten because they still have a propensity to act like children. Now, it was Robert Frost who said, and I'm paraphrasing, a Supreme Court consists of 12 persons chosen to decide who has the better lawyer, and a rule that cannot be bent must certainly be broken. And that's exactly what the Supreme Court did. They couldn't bend the rule, so they just broke it. And the United States Supreme Court decided to take it even further than simply forcing the tomato to edibly transition from a fruit to a vegetable, as they took it upon themselves to vastly expand the list of fruits that were also to be considered as legal vegetables. And that list included pumpkins, zucchini, eggplant, peppers, okra, squash, cucumbers, and of course pickles. And that's just to name a few. As the United States Supreme Court declared that pumpkins, zucchini, eggplant, peppers, okra, squash, cucumbers, and pickles simply behave more like vegetables, just like tomatoes. Therefore, they were to be instantly reclassified as vegetables. And oh, hear me, the edible powers that be have given onto you these 15. Oi, oh boy, I dropped a tablet. 10 edible commandments for all to obey. And all of these once super proud fruits were reclassified as vegetables. Oy, the agony. Oh, the shame to make my privates public for a game. And Horace Gray, the Honorable Supreme Court Justice, who wrote the majority opinion for the Supreme Court for the case of Nix versus Hedden, said, and I'm paraphrasing, next time someone asks you whether a tomato is a fruit or a vegetable, you should make sure to clarify that there are really two answers, the real one, predicated on science, and the now legal one, for tax purposes. And furthermore, should 10% tax appear too small, be thankful I don't take it all, because I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. And that is literally how the American tomato and cucumber and eggplant and so many other beautiful fruits legally became vegetables in the United States. And just like Satan. Now, isn't that special? But that's just the tip of this edible iceberg. Because there's more dark and perverse details to this edible horror story. And the best is yet to come. So hold on to your edible honesty hats. Surely you can't be serious. I'm serious. And stop calling me Shirley. Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Come in, your Supreme Court Justice corruptness. So that's it. That's a wrap on part one of the day the United States Supreme Court turned fruits into vegetables. But be sure to tune in for the next episode, part two of the day the United States Supreme Court turned fruits into vegetables. My name is Andrew. I thank you so much for listening. And to all my fans out there in Iowa, go Iowa Cubs. And a huge edible shout out to Matt Damon, who definitely knows that tomatoes are fruits. And I've been getting all your emails and your comments. And thank you. And don't stop. And send me your favorite tomato recipes to info@ediblehonesty.com. And don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. And no, I'm not signed by any media outlet yet. And CNN, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Martha Stewart, ABC News, Comedy Central, and whoever else, I'm available. So get in contact with me and let's work out a deal and let's get Edible Honesty what it deserves, a syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in for the next episode for more Edible Honesty. Same edible time, same edible station.